Brian Lock Island tucked both loaded double-barreled pistols into their holster loops under his oilskins, then returned the pistol case to his desk drawer. Keelhaul sat beside him, and the big dog whined softly, as if he could read his master's mind.
"Which he probably can, after this long," the High Admiral reflected.
He went down on one knee, putting an arm around the Rottweiler's massive neck. Then he straightened and slapped the enormous dog on the shoulder.
"Time to go below," he said out loud.
Keelhaul cocked his head, ears lifted, and whined again louder.
"No arguments," Lock Island said more sternly. "There's not a damn thing you can do up here. Now go with Henry."
Keelhaul gave him one more piteous look. Then the big dog's ears drooped, and he heaved unhappily to his feet and crossed slowly to Lieutenant Commander Tillier, toenails clicking on the deck planks, audible even above the sound of rain drumming on the cabin skylights. It wasn't really a lieutenant commander's job to take a pet below for safety, but Keelhaul and Tillier were old friends. The dog was a lot more likely to actually go, and even more importantly, to stay, if Tillier saw to his incarceration in the bosun's storeroom well below Armok's waterline. Given how hard it was to actually sink a wooden warship, that was one of the safest places in the entire ship, and Lock Island felt grateful it was so as Keelhaul gave him one more reproachful, over-the-shoulder glance, sighed heavily, and followed Tillier out of the cabin.
"I trust the High Admiral won't take this wrongly, but it's always reassuring to see the way all about you leap instantly to obey your commands."
Lock Island turned, cocking his head at Silman Baker, his flag captain. Baker was small, compact, dark-haired and dark-eyed, and an elegant dresser. It was said, probably accurately, that he'd spent more than a master's mate's yearly salary on his dress uniform. He was also competent, smart, and as close to absolutely fearless as any man Lock Island had ever met. In fact, he reminded the High Admiral a great deal of a younger version of Regis Yowance.
"Well, I sure as hell hope he's all those good things," Lock Island thought with a mental snort. "The Navy's High Admiral isn't supposed to choose flag captains by picking names out of a hat."
"I'm glad you find it reassuring, Silman," he said. "And considering how many years you've known Keelhaul, I'm sure you understand that getting him to do anything he doesn't want to do is akin to carrying a 30-pounder from one end of the Telesburg waterfront to the other on your back, only harder." He grimaced. "Trust me, winning that particular battle of wills is going to make kicking Harper's arse look like a walk in the park."
"I'm glad to hear it, sir," Baker said with a smile.
"Good. In that case, I'm sure you won't mind clearing the ship for action, Captain."
"At once, sir," Baker replied, and saluted sharply.